Good day, all. Welcome to another episode of Learning Bible Truth Ministries. I am the founder, host, and teacher, your one and only Dr. Kamala D., here to teach you Bible truth. Not my truth, Bible truth. Bible truth allows you to grow in faith and walk in God's amazing grace. Here we rightly divide scriptures that contain the true and living God's word. Remember to pray and ask God for understanding. Put your learning hats on. Get your Bibles. Invite family and friends. Take notes. And let's learn Bible truth. Good morning, saints. Today is Sunday, November the 26th of the year 2023. I am the host, founder, and teacher of Learning Bible Truth Ministries, your one and only Dr. Kamala D. Now, today is part three of this mini-series entitled The Importance of Faith. Now, in part three, we will talk about don't allow Satan to steal the word of God. Don't allow Satan to steal the word of God. Now, for those who are joining us for the first time, the reason I started this series is to help you grow in faith, so that you can understand how faith works, how faith comes, and how you can continue to build on your faith on a daily basis. Now, for our opening scriptures, go to Luke chapter 8, and I will be reading multiple translations throughout this episode. Luke chapter 8, and I will be reading verses 11 through 15. This is the New King James Version. Now, Jesus is explaining parables to his disciples, beginning at verse 11. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Verse 12. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear the word. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Verses 13 and 14 says, but the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive the word with joy, and these have no root in them, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation, they fall away. Verse 14, now the ones that fell among thorns, and these are I consider the majority of the world today. The ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they heard the word, they go out and are choked with cares, the cares of the world, riches and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. They don't grow in faith. And verse 15 says, and this is where everyone should be, but the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. Now, Jesus explained the meaning of this parable to his disciples. So we are going to, throughout the rest of this episode, focus on verses 12 and 15. Now, verse 12, remember, those by the wayside are the ones who hear the word. When the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Now, I want you to focus on what Jesus said about those by the wayside, allowing the devil to steal the word so that they can't be saved. Now, those by the wayside are non-believers who hear the gospel, the good news about Jesus. They refuse to believe Jesus died for their sins. Now, because they have no root in them, which is faith, the devil is able to steal what they heard by blinding their minds so they don't believe what they hear. So I want you to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I will be reading verses 6 through 3. And I'm still in the New King James, and this is Paul talking to the church at Corinth, beginning at verse 3. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded. The God of this age is Satan. has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. And verses 5 and 6 says, for we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, not a Lord, the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now, those who hear the gospel and don't believe or receive it have allowed the devil to steal that word by blinding their minds. Now, if the devil is stealing the word of God, it's impossible for you to have faith, because faith only comes by hearing God's word. Remember that. If faith is not already in your heart, you won't be able to receive God's word. Faith has to be attached to every word you hear. Now, I want you to go to Hebrews chapter 4. I'll be reading verses 1 through 3, and I will be reading several translations of Hebrews 4, 1 through 3, beginning with the New King James Version. Verse 1 says, therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, and I'm talking about how faith must be attached to every word of God that you hear. Okay, I'm confirming what I just shared with you. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. Verse 2 and 3 says, for indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest. That rest is Jesus, by the way. As he has said, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, for those who don't believe. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Now let me read the New Living Translation here, so that you can get a better understanding, and I won't have to work as hard to explain, okay? Verse 1 of Hebrews 4, New Living Translation says, God's promise of entering his rest still stands, so we ought to tremble with fear that some of you might fail to experience it. For this good news that God has prepared, this rest, has been announced to us just as it was to them who the Israelites. But it did them no good because they didn't share the faith of those who listened to God. Verse 3 says, for only we who believe can enter his rest. As for the others, God said, in my anger, I took an oath. They will never enter my place of rest, even though this rest has been ready since he made the world. Now, I added the Amplified too, because the Amplified is interesting. New Living and Amplified Translation, they are awesome. Hebrews 4, beginning at verse 1, this is the Amplified. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still remains and is freely offered today, let us fear, in case any one of you may seem to come short of reaching it or think he has come too late. For indeed, we have had the good news of salvation preached to us, just as the Israelites. Also, when the good news of the promised land came to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them because it was not united with faith in God by those who heard the word. For we who believe, that is, we who personally trust and confidently rely on God, enter that rest. So we have his inner peace now because we are confident in our salvation and assured of his power, just as he has said, as I swore an oath in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. This he said, although his works were completed from the foundation of the world, waiting for all who would believe. Now, to go back to Hebrews 4, 2, this is a comparison between the Exodus generation and the church. This continues today. Both received the divine proclamation of deliverance, which is the good news, and both were called to respond in faith. However, the Exodus generation, the Israelites, did not receive the promised benefit since they failed to respond in faith. They didn't believe Moses. Okay, they didn't even believe Joshua. Their failure serves to caution the Christian community against unbelief today. The good news of the Exodus included God's promised deliverance from Egypt. They were being delivered from Egypt. You know, they didn't want to go. They were trying to go back until Moses lifted his rod, his staff, and the Red Sea departed so that they could walk through to the other side. Now, the covenant he established with his people and the hope of entering the promised land, which is in Exodus chapter 6, beginning at verse 1, the good news for the church today includes the revelation and deliverance found in the Lord Jesus Christ, the new covenant that he established through his high priestly sacrifice, the blood that he shed on Calvary's cross, and the hope of spending eternity with him. That's our covenant. That's what we have to believe in today. This is a new covenant. It's not the same covenant as the children of Israel being exited from Egypt. Ours is to spend eternal life with God in it after our life ends here. Now, you can read Hebrews chapter 1 beginning at verse 1, and you can read Hebrews chapter 2 beginning at verse 14. Now, to go over Hebrews 4, 3, and 5, we who have believed. Now, faith in God's good news is necessary to enter God's rest. It must be attached with faith. When you hear the good news, when you hear the gospel, according to all four of the gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when you hear the gospel, you must receive it by faith, because we don't see Jesus like they saw him. They saw Jesus. They walked with him. They talked with him. We don't see him, but we can feel him and we can hear his words. If you have his spirit residing in you, you can communicate directly with him. Now, the believing Jews and the non-Jews are those who enter into God's rest, as the unbelieving Israelites fail to do, just like unbelievers do today. It's all done by faith. Now, the works finished since the creation of the world appear to be God's work of creation. Now, the reason they didn't believe is because they allowed Satan to steal the word they heard. People allow Satan to steal the word of God today when they hear it. Those who are listening under the sound of my voice, I am hoping you are not rejecting what I am saying. You have to receive what I am saying by faith so that you can grow in faith. Now, when you hear the word without faith, you can't be saved. That's very important. Now, if you claim to believe, if you claim to be a believer today, but you truly don't believe, Jesus reminds us that he can't move in our lives without us having faith. Now, when I say can't move, I mean he can't save you. He can't heal you. He can't deliver you. So I want you to go to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Yes, the New Living Translation. And I will be reading verses 54 through 58. Beginning at verse 54, he returned to Nazareth, talking about Jesus, his hometown. When he taught there in the synagogue, everyone was amazed and said, "Where does he get this wisdom and the power to do miracles?" Verse 55 says, then they scoffed. "He's just the carpenter's son. And we know Mary, his mother, and his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas." Verse 56 and 57 says, "All his sisters live right here among us. Where did he learn all these things?" And they were deeply offended and refused to believe in him. They had no faith. Then Jesus told them, "A prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his own family." Verse 58 is what I want you to zero in on. And so he did only a few miracles there because of their unbelief. Now, the few miracles that he did perform was based on the few that did believe. And I'm here to tell you, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you don't believe, meaning have no faith, he can't work any miracles in your life. He cannot. He didn't do it back then, and he can't do it today, because everything is based on faith. Now, when you hear God's word, don't allow Satan to influence you to question God's word. That's a way he can steal it. Remember, the devil will use false teachers to trick you in these scriptures, like he tricked Eve in Genesis chapter 3. And this is so important. I wanted to read these scriptures. Go to Genesis chapter 3, or either write it down while I read. And this is the New King James Version. I will be reading verses 1-6. And it says, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said.'" So right here, she is confirming that God told her this. The word of God spoke to them and said, "You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Verse 4 says, "Then the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die.'" Uh-oh, getting Eve, just like he's getting some of you, to question God's word. "You will not surely die." Verse 5 says, "For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Verse 6 says, "So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food," listening to the devil, "she saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes." See, everything that looked good ain't good for you. "And a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. And such was the fall of man." My God. Now, how often do you try to maintain celibacy and your unsaved, unbelieving friends say, "Girl," or your boys, "Man, you are supposed to have sex. How else can you procreate? Okay. How else can you produce children? Didn't God say be fruitful and multiply?" But God's word says that we must stay away from sexual immorality. Am I right about it? Fornication, adultery, and homosexuality, all three are associated with sexual immorality. Now, to prevent sexual immorality, God instituted marriage, where a man and woman can become one flesh. Now, how often do you hear it's not going to hurt you to party on your birthday? It's only one night. Let's get drunk. Girl, let's go get drunk. Boy, let's go to the strip club. God's word says don't get drunk or hang with drunkards. That's what his word says. Now, how often do you hear you only live once? I hear this on a regular basis. Now, you know, you can try this. It's only one time. If you don't like it, don't take it anymore. And now you have an addiction that you are fighting the devil with. Now, God's word says whatever you are addicted to is your God. Don't be involved with idolatry. God is clear on that. Now, how many times have you heard he's nice or she's nice? It doesn't matter if she or he is a non-believer. But God's word says, and I got to give you this scripture, 2 Corinthians 6:14, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship is righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness?" And that's not just with marriage. That's even with friends. Why would you hang out with non-believing friends? Because don't be fooled now. Evil company corrupts good habits. That's in Corinthians as well. So don't trust your flesh to not do what your sinning, unbelieving friends do. So you shouldn't really hang out with them. I don't mind talking to people on the phone, but I'm not going to hang with them, even though I am very strong in faith. But I don't trust my flesh. So I don't put my flesh in that situation. I don't put myself in a situation where I would be tempted. Because if you turn your back on your flesh will stab you in the back. Now, I actually heard a talk show host tell her audience, she professed to be a Christian on national television, but she said her husband is a Jew. She's married to a Jew. Now, the Jewish establishment hasn't accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, so she is married to a non-believer. But if you are in this situation, God gives us a way out. You should, whether it's male or female, influence your husband or wife with your conduct. Always attribute your conduct and behavior, which should be good, to Christ, in hopes that they will eventually accept Christ. Every chance you get, you need to talk about salvation and eternal life with them. Don't forget, Satan is the god of this world. He wants you to believe that it's okay for you to be married or hang out with a non-believer. Now, how often do you hear about destruction or great tragedies as acts of God? Now, Satan has the majority of the world fooled in this area. Every bad thing that happens is blamed on God. It's not God, folks. It's not him. You always hear, oh, this was an act of God. Now, don't forget, Satan is the god of this world. He wants you to believe that God is doing and creating all of this destruction. But Jesus said in John 10:10 that the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But he came that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. Now, thief is an alien for Satan, for those who don't know. It's not God stealing your stuff, killing your children, or destroying your life. God wants us to have a life full of abundance. Now, someone told me one day when something bad had happened to their co-worker's sister, God allowed her to run into the back of a school bus. She was killed instantly. Rather than the front of the bus, he allowed her to die upon impact because he didn't want the children injured. He wanted her to die like that. Now, this person literally said this to my face, and know that I am a minister of the gospel and she listens to my show. Yes. Now, I didn't know what God she was talking about at the time. I don't even know if she was high. She could have been drunk. I don't know. Now, she supposed to be a Christian. Now, I know I'm a minister of the gospel. I practice what I preach. Now, this false teaching thing runs deep in the body of Christ, because you can tell, I don't care what denomination someone goes to, you can tell what they are being taught by their belief, by their faith, and by their behavior. Either they ain't listening to what's going on, or they are receiving what's going on. Like I said, this false teaching thing runs deep in the body of Christ. Now, she was serious as a heart attack talking to me. Now, the expression on my face spoke for me, because I was speechless. I had no words to say. I was just looking. Now, Jesus didn't come to hurt or harm anyone. Now, let's back this up with some truth. Go to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, I will be reading verses 51 through 56, and this is the New King James Version. Verse 51 says, "Now it came to pass, when the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face. And as they went, they entered a village of the Samaritans." The Samaritans and the Jews were beefing. You know, they don't get along with the people in Jerusalem. Verse 52 again, "And sent messengers before his face. And as they went, they entered a village of Samaritans to prepare for him. But they did not receive him, because his face was set for the journey of Jerusalem." And they didn't like the Israelites. And they didn't like the Jews. The Samaritans didn't. Verse 54, "And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, 'Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them just as Elijah did?'" Now, listen to the response of Jesus. "But Jesus turned and rebuked them." He rebuked his disciples and said, "You do not know what manner of spirit you are of." Verse 56 says, "For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." And then they went to another village. Now, we are under the dispensation of grace, not condemnation or judgment. Judgment day is not here yet. There's a day of judgment coming, but it's not here yet. We are under the dispensation of grace, to where every man that hears the gospel has an opportunity to be saved from that condemnation that is coming. So what we are seeing happening today is the mystery of lawlessness. That's what's being revealed. The devil is cutting up because the end is near. The mystery of iniquity and lawlessness is being revealed before our eyes. It's only Bible prophecy coming to pass. And the ultimate, how often do you hear, you don't know what religion is true? It's okay to practice any or all of them. Not if you want to go to heaven. No, not if you want to go to heaven. Jesus said in John 3:18, those who don't believe in him are condemned already. So why are we believing everything that we hear? Jesus also said in John 14:6. Now listen to this very carefully. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. Case closed. Don't let the devil steal the word of God from you when you hear it. Don't pay attention to what the world is saying. The world accept all these different religions, about 10,000 of them. God doesn't. How many times have you heard there's more than one God? Well, 1 Timothy 2:5-6 says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be restored in due time, restored back to God. See, we being restored. Because of Adam and Eve, man was cut off from God, but to be restored back to God in due time. So why are so many people believing everything they hear about God? Now, Luke 8:12 says those by the wayside hear the word and allow Satan to come and steal the word by blinding their minds with false information. And because it sounds good to them, they believe and accept inaccurate information. So we need to be the folk in Luke 8:15, but the ones that fell on good ground are those who haven't heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. Now, those who have an honest and good heart, they hold the word fast to their hearts and they bear much fruit. And with patience can also be translated with perseverance. You can also cross-reference this with Acts 14:22, showing that fruit bearing in God's kingdom often requires much work before significant results are seen attached with faith. My Lord. Next time, saints, yes, that's the end of episode 3. We will share how the just shall live by faith. And I want to end this episode with a prayer. Come on now, saints, tune out everything around you. Cut off the TV, close your eyes, bow your head, and focus on this prayer. Heavenly Father, we trust and believe that as this message goes forth, it will touch those you chose to hear it and bless them. Your word never returns to you empty or void. It will accomplish that which you have sent it forth to do. I trust that you will open the minds of those listening to understand and open their hearts to receive this message. Heal those in need of healing today, Lord. Deliver those in need of deliverance. Bless those in need of a blessing according to their faith. Be it unto them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh my, hallelujah, praise God. Stay online if you want to hear a message about how to contact me or sow a seed. You can also send me a direct message by using the Q&A on Spotify. And until next time, saints, live Christ, love people, wear your cross. Peace out. I hope you were enlightened by this message. If you have any questions or comments about this episode, please send your comments or questions to talkingbibletruth.cd@gmail.com. And if you would like to support this podcast financially because you were blessed, you can donate from the platform you are listening on: Anchor, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Audible, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and more. And contribute an amount of your choice. Or you can send your seed to my Cash App, $DrKamala D. That's $D, lowercase r, capital C, lowercase AMALE, capital D. Anything you choose to send will be greatly appreciated. Now, until next time, saints, remember that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We as believers walk by faith, not by sight. I am your host, Dr. Kamala D., rightly dividing the word of truth in peace and love. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope to see you next time.